Streaming Down the Yangtze River.
Streaming Down the Yangtze teams in Nanjing, the capital of Jiangsu Province and the second largest city in eastern China. Situated in the Yangtze River Delta region, Nanjing has a prominent place in Chinese history and culture, having served as the capital of various Chinese dynasties. The city is also the center of art in Jiangsu, with some of the leading art groups of the country based there as well. And for more on this, we're now joined on the line by CRI's Yang Guang, who earlier talked with the curator of the Nanjing Museum and visited art centers in the city. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the Nanjing Museum is already one of the largest museums in China. Is the museum seeking new kinds of exhibitions now? What can visitors expect from the museum in the future?
Yesterday, we had a chance to talk with the curator of the Nanjing Museum, Gong Liang. The Nanjing Museum has over 400,000 items in its permanent collection. Especially notable is the museum's enormous collections of Ming and Qing imperial porcelain, which is among the largest in the world. But Gong Liang told us the new pattern of the exhibition would not be limited by the reputation or the significance of the one particular exhibit, but the focus more on the story and the whole history and culture items present. He gave us an example, some carbonized rice at the Neolithic age. The rice is not comparable to other renowned antiques in terms of its value or fame, but it proved that agricultural activities have started in this region some 8,000 years ago. So the museum is expected to have more of these displays in the future that don't necessarily include world-known relics, but use some small items to tell a story or period of history. The Nanjing Museum is also working with other countries' museums to co-exhibit at its site. We also visited two of these kind of displays yesterday. One is the Jurassic World exhibition, and the other is a European painting display collaborated with a gallery from Czech Republic.
Also then, Yang Guang, what can you tell us about, or in regards to Nanjing's latest art development?
The latest arts-related news of the city is opening of Jiangsu Center for Performing Arts. The center is one of the largest and of its kind in the world and includes a 1,500-seat concert, a 2,200-seat opera house, and a 1,000-seat drama theaters. The facilities of the center is all world-class, able to host most of the large-scale shows. The center was opened in 2017, and in the one-year operation, some top-class, a few harmonic orchestras and dramas have been performed here. I had talked with a fan in classic music in the center, and she told me that with such a place set up in Nanjing, she barely missed one concert held here. She also said local government of Nanjing has constantly subsidized the performance center to help organize concerts, so often the ticket for audience is 50% off, which is a good benefit for fans like her. The staff of the performance center said the audience rates or attendance rates of the center almost reached averagely 50% last year, and this year they aim to organize more Chinese characterized concerts and dramas and attract more audience. Back to Shay.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's CRI's Yang Guang with the Streaming Down the Yangtze team.